This is Al Simpson. If we listen to you liberals, U.S. biotechnology may someday meet the same fate as U.S. TVs and VCRs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. In the 70s, the newly charted waters of genetic research led us to concerns about the possible accidental creation of hazardous organisms. As a result, a black hole of regulations gave to the USDA, EPA, FDA, and the NIH all of the authority to regulate biotechnology, a real acronym nightmare there. But Ted, 5 years ago, the National Academy of Science agreed that genetically engineered organisms pose no threat. As our universities still try to conduct this research, now bounded in shackles here, Japan and Europe are gaining ground fast. Why is it you liberals love to pile on even more biotech regs?
Al, there you go again. Simplistic Simpson. That kind of blanket condemnation of biotech regulation is myopic and misinformed. What those five-year-old reports you cited found was that the risk of genetic engineering is manageable. They did not conclude that government regulation is no longer needed. Excessive deregulation has its own big risks, Al. You tried out that reckless theory on the savings and loan industry. What a mess. In areas like health and safety, government has to come down on the side of protecting the public. The brilliant success of the American pharmaceutical industry results in large part from sensible standards for safety and effectiveness that have made the U.S. seal of approval a symbol of quality worldwide. The growth of the foreign biotechnology industry is based on their wise and far-sighted decisions to invest in training and research, not abolishing regulation. That's what we need too, Al. Sensible investment, not mindless deregulation. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his environmental rating, another big fat zero. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.